Hello, this is Elmer Fudd. And I'm going to tell you a little story about a friend of yours, Bugs Bunny. That little gray hair, the carrot-chewing rabbit. Now, as I tell you the story, you can follow it in your book. But to make absolutely sure we're together, turn the page when I blow this little auto horn. Okay? Did you turn the page? Well, if you did, you can see Bugs Bunny whipping through the woods, happy and carefree.
Oh, sing a song of rabbits, a pocket full of carrots, of all the rabbits' habits, my favorite's chewing carrots.
When I said Bugs was whipping through the wood, I wasn't kidding. Because Bugs whipped right over a book lying in the grass and fell right on his face.
Hey, what tripped me? Huh, a book. The Hare and the Tortoise. Looks like a race story. I'll just peek in the back and see just how far the hare beat the tortoise. And let's see. It says, and so the tortoise beat the hare. What? Tortoise beat the hare? That's ridiculous. I don't believe it. I'm a hare and no tortoise can beat me.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, yeah? And who are you, you little short-legged whatchamacallit?
I'm a tortoise.
Oh, one of those things that thinks he can beat a rabbit, eh? Well, you can't beat me.
Betcha I can.
Well, that did it. Bugs Bunny wasn't going to let anybody challenge him without doing something about it. So they set the day for the big race.
Folks, this is your announcer, Daffy Duck. And oh boy, what a day for the big race. Just listen to that crowd cheer. It's Bugs Bunny and the Tortoise. And now the contestants are going to the starting line. They're going to race cross-country and back again. They're on their mark. They're set. Go! And they're off. And Bugs Bunny jumps out into the lead. Over the first hill. Now he's over the second hill. Now he's out of sight. But where's the tortoise? Uh-oh. Here comes the tortoise now. Gosh, I don't see how he'll ever catch up with Bugs. I've seen faster snails.
I bet I put a good 25 miles between me and that creeping clamshell. Well, no use knocking myself out. That's probably what the rabbit in the book did and lost the race. I'll sit down here by this pond and take a rest. I got plenty of time. A lot of ducks out on the pond. Ducks sure take to the water like, ducks. Hey, little duck. Why aren't you in the water with the other ducks?
Well, when I go in the water, I get all wet. And when I get all wet, I catch cold in my head. And when I catch cold in my head, it makes me sneeze. And when I sneeze, it makes my eyes water. And I don't like my eyes to water. So that's why I don't go in with the other ducks.
Oh, you can't go through life being a duck without going in the water. Come on, Junior. I'll give you a hand. In you go.
Now you did it. You got me all wet. And when I get all wet, I catch cold. And when I catch cold,
Gesundheit. Hey, did you just hear a boink, 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 boink go past here?
Yes, I heard a boink, 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 boink go past here.
Well, that's the tortoise. I gotta go, Junior. So long, kid.
So long.
Oh,
double durn it. Here comes that rabbit catching up with me.
What's the matter, tortoise? Got rigor mortis?
Oh, double bubble gum. He passed me. I've got to catch up with him. I'll call a taxi. Hey, taxi!
Taxi, mister?
Yes. Follow that rabbit.
Okay, boss.
Oh, shucks. I forgot to tell him that I wanted to go in the taxi with him.
That was a good sprint. I guess I'll walk a while. La ta da ta da da, la ta da ta da da. Hey, what's going on here? Suddenly I'm swinging in the air with a rope around my foot.
Yeah, you stepped into my trap, chicken. I'm Henry Hawk, a chicken hawk, and I just caught my first chicken. You! Are you gonna come along quiet, or do I have to muss you up?
Well, lower me down, kid. That's it. Now look, I'm not a chicken. I'm a rabbit. Long ears, fluffy tail.
You're a chicken.
I'm a rabbit.
Chicken.
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 Okay, I'm a chicken.
You're a rabbit.
All right, small fry, I'm a rabbit. You talked me into it. So long, Henry.
You know, I talked myself out of more chickens that way.
Wow, look at that field of golden ripe carrots. Drool, drool, my favorite food. I've just got to pull one up and taste it. Mm-mm, delicious. Oh, I couldn't eat this whole field of carrots. Or could I? I could. Oh, I'm kind of full. I guess I'll take a little nap under that tree. I got plenty of time. I'm way ahead of that tortoise.
There's the rabbit, fast asleep under that tree. I'll tiptoe past him so I won't wake him up.
Aha! Trying to put one over on old Bugs. Trying to sneak past, eh? Didn't figure on my setting an alarm, did you? Well, you got fooled. And as a final word, goodbye.
Oh, darn old rabbit, outthunk me. Oh, double fudge. Now it's my turn to outthunk him. Huh, here's a post office. That gives me an idea. I'll zip right in and make certain arrangements. Mr. Post Office Clerk?
Yes?
Do airmail packages have to be wrapped in paper, or can they be wrapped in a shell?
Well, a shell would be all right.
Well, slap a couple of airmail stamps on me. I've got to get a long ways fast.
Gosh. I must be miles ahead of that tortoise. I haven't seen him since I started back across country. But I'm not going to take any chances. I'm going to keep going.
Yes, Bugs was worried. He hadn't seen that tortoise for days. And no wonder. The tortoise wasn't ahead of him, and he wasn't behind him. The tortoise was over him. And at that very moment, the tortoise was landing in an airmail plane miles ahead of the rabbit at an airport that was close by the home stretch.
I guess I double out-thunked the rabbit this time. Get myself airmailed right here to the home stretch. And from here, it's all downhill to the finish line. And I can pull in my legs and slide down the hill to the finish line like a soapbox derby racer.
And here we are, right down at the finish line. Your announcer, Daffy Duck. Any minute now, we should be able to see one or the other of the contestants. And here comes one of them down the hill now. It's the tortoise, yes. He's sliding down that hill, and still no sign of Bugs Bunny. It's all tortoise. No sign of the rabbit. It's all tortoise and... Wait a minute. Roaring over the crest of the hill like a jet-propelled job comes... Bugs Bunny! He's tearing down that hill like a streak of grease lightning! The tortoise is almost at the finish line now, but Bugs is gaining on him! Suffer and succotash! Now they're neck and neck, and it's still the tortoise! Still the tortoise! And here comes... Bugs Bunny! And Bugs Bunny wins by an ear!
Now, I know that all the books say the tortoise beat the rabbit, but none of those tortoises were up against Bugs Bunny.
No, Doc, and Bugs Bunny won by a hair. H-A-R-E. That's all, folks.